Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is name. N-A-M-E.
Really?
You bet your life. It's Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, a comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood and brought to you by more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers. The dealers who now have on display the all-new 1954 Plymouth, your best buy in the low-price field, and who on November 5th will have on display the astonishing and beautiful new DeSoto for 1954. And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Are you sure you aren't him? Oh, that's me! Well, here I am again with 1,500 smackolas for one of our couples.
Well, Groucho, I saw an interesting article in the newspaper about a married couple, and I told them to come and see us next time they were in Hollywood, and maybe they'd get on the show. And they did, and here they are, Mr. and Mrs. John Peter Fedorovich. Would you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx?
Well, how do you do? Welcome, folks, for the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Say the secret word, and you'll take home an extra 100 smackolas. The secret word is a very common word, and it's something you always have with you, I presume. Mr. and Mrs. John Peter Fedorovich, huh?
That's right.
Where are you from, Mr. Fedorovich?
I was born in Rotten, Poland. I've been here over 40 years.
You were born in Rotten, Poland?
Or Rotten, Poland.
What kind of a place is Rotten, Poland?
I don't know. A long time since I've been there.
Just how old were you when you fled from there?
60.
You were 60 when you left there?
No.
You are 60? You don't know. What sort of work do you do?
I'm a roofer.
Well, top of the morning to you. What does a roofer do?
Fixes the roofs.
Well, I didn't think you raised caterpillars, but I... what do you do specifically, then?
Oh, well, depends on the type of roof.
Uh-huh. Let's see, you're Mrs. Fedorovich, huh?
That's right.
Fedorovich, is that the way? How do you pronounce it?
Fedorovich.
Fedorovich,
that's
huh?
Right.
Well, that's a whole lot better, huh? What is your... Helen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you mind if I call you Helen?
That's all right.
What part of Poland are you from, Helen?
I'm not from Poland. I was born in the United States. I was born in Hobart, Oklahoma.
Well, Helen, you're pretty short for a tall girl. How tall are you?
Well, I'm just a little over 5 feet tall, and I weigh 155 pounds.
Oh, kind of 5 by 5, huh? Well, you carry it well. How much do you weigh, John?
I weigh 125.
Did she weigh more than you when you got married?
She weighed about 100 pounds more when I met her.
I beg your pardon?
She weighed about 100 pounds more when I met her.
She weighed 100 pounds more than she does now when you married her?
And I did.
Then you did. You weigh 125 and she weighed 225? Mm-hmm. Helen, after you were married, did you try to lose a little excess baggage?
Yes, I did. And John thought it'd be a good idea if we take a walk.
Did he suggest that you lose some weight?
He suggested that we walk.
Is that true, John?
That's right.
Well, how did you do this? Did you lie down on the floor and let them walk all over you?
No. We took a walk to Arizona.
You took a walk to Arizona? How far did you walk on this Arizona stroll?
About 500 miles.
Well, Helen, did this walking trip to Arizona have any effect on you?
I lost 50 pounds.
Did this make you happy, John?
No, she gained 60 later on.
Well, John, did you try any other reducing measures, like walking to Shreveport?
No, we didn't walk to Shreveport. We went to Spokane, Washington.
You walked to Spokane?
That's right.
Well, how far is that as the crow flies?
We didn't fly, we walked.
He keeps topping me. I guess that's because he was a roofer. How did you make out on the Spokane trip, Helen? Did you lose any blubber, any weight?
I lost about 85 pounds.
Okay, I'm ready for the next question. John, how much did she gain?
Well, she gained 115 pounds.
This could be
I
serious.
I was 265.
Where'd you go this time, Alaska?
No, we went down to Morongo, Imperial Valley, Mexico, Mexico and San Diego, get to Los Angeles. She didn't lose enough. She went to take a walk down to Fresno or to the park.
We walked all together about 2,000 miles in 4 months.
And you say, how much do you weigh now?
155.
Well, are you satisfied with
her? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure, I can lift her now before I couldn't budge her.
You did this whole thing just so you could lift her?
That's right. And so she feels better and look like something.
Oh. Well, I think she looks pretty cute.
Now she does, yeah, I see it before.
Well, the next time she puts on 100 pounds, bring her around, will you? Well, this has been a pretty heavy conversation we've had here, but you can lighten your load by winning a lot of money, and I hope you do. All you got to do is run your $20 or more than our other couples, and you get a chance at the big question. These are all French words and expressions that we have adopted for cooking and serving foods. Here's your first question. How much of the 20 will you bet?
20?
You don't consult this with Skinny here at all, huh?
Go ahead. Yes, yes.
What about it, Slats? Are you in a...
Better go ahead and do what she wants.
All right, you're going to bet $20. What is the French word that means a small cup of coffee taken at the close of a meal?
Demi-tasse.
Right.
Well, you're on your way. You have $40.
All right, how much of the 40 are you going to bet on your second question?
All of it.
You ignore him completely. What are the small cubes of toasted bread served with soup called?
Croutons.
That's right, croutons.
You now I have $80.
Did you carry a menu on this trip you took to Phoenix, Seattle?
No, no.
Here's your third question. You have $80. How much are you going to bet?
All of it.
Slices of bone meat or fish are called what?
Filet.
Filet is right.
You now have $160.
I just thought Philly was in Pennsylvania. Now, here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much will you bet?
All of it.
All of it, huh? Whites of eggs whipped to a standing froth with sugar is called what?
Meringue.
Meringue is right.
And you wind up with $320.
Well, thanks and good luck to the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. Gentlemen, everybody's talking big, bright, and beautiful these days. Let's listen in.
It's big, the 54 Plymouth, it's bright. The 54 Plymouth, big, bright, beautiful too. The 54 Plymouth is the car for you.
Yes, the new 54 Plymouth, big, bright, and beautiful, is the car for you. The car that's got everybody talking about its new beauty.
I've never seen such luxurious fabrics and appointments before in any low-priced car. So many smart new ideas in detail and color combinations. Plymouth's high-style interiors certainly live up to their name.
Power steering's available this year. Plymouth's full-time power steering does 80% of the work for you, getting in and out of tight parking places, and always lets you keep the feel of the road for good, steady handling.
And there are three great drives available, including Plymouth High Drive that gets you where you're going without shifting.
See this great new beauty for yourself. Visit a DeSoto Plymouth dealer for all the exciting details on the beautiful new 54 Plymouth.
Big, bright, beautiful blue.
All right, George, who's next?
Well, we invited some plumbers to the show tonight, Groucho. And just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Mr. Michael Moran. His partner is Miss Regula Thorston. So, folks, would you please come in and meet Groucho Marx?
Welcome, welcome to your Bet Your Life. Say the secret word. Plumbers always get applause here. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Mr. Michael Moran, that's you?
Yes, sir, that's
you. Have a sister named Lennon?
No, sir, not that I know of.
Oh, I used to know a Lennon Moran. She lived in the Automat in New York. Where are you from, Mike?
I was born in Huntington, Oregon, but raised in Los Angeles.
Raised in Los Angeles. Are you married?
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
31.
Regula Thorson, that's you?
Yes, sir.
That's an interesting name, Regula. Where'd you get it?
I was named after the city saint in Zurich, Switzerland.
Hey! You said name. That's the secret word. So you get 50 smackers. And the plunger
Groucho.
Over here gets $50.
Thank you, Groucho.
Thank you, Groucho.
Now, what were you saying about you were named after a plumber named Lemma Moran at the Order Man in New York?
Groucho, you got it all wrong. I was named after a city saint.
The city saint?
Yeah, that's right, in Zurich, Switzerland.
You come from Switzerland?
I surely do. I did, at least.
Uh-huh. How long ago?
Oh, well, now, Groucho, you wouldn't ask me embarrassing questions.
Yes, I would. That's the way I make a living, huh? Now, how did you get the name? You were named after a city saint?
That's right.
How long ago was this?
Oh, many years ago.
How long ago?
In this century.
In this century. At the turn of the century?
A little later.
Oh. Why did you come to this country regular?
Oh.
Think to outwit me?
No.
Succeeded in so far.
No. I trained as a nurse in the American hospital in Paris. And my superintendent of nurses thought that I would make a much better career in the States, and that's why I came.
Now, have you had any exciting experiences as a nurse in this country?
I certainly have. Well, one of them was taking care of you. You once were my patient.
I knew that past of mine would catch up with me. Well, what happened? Did I emerge alive?
You certainly did.
I did, huh?
Yes. You used to come to this doctor's office quite regularly, and after a few visits, one time, you impersonated your own brother. And you did it so convincingly that you had me completely sold. So I almost got fired. But that isn't all. 2 weeks
I
later... you sent your brother into the doctor's office, and you had your brother impersonate you. And to make matters even more complicated, you know what the doctor's name was?
No.
Dr. Marx.
Really?
And that isn't
Rudolph
all.
Marx?
Rudolph Marx. And that isn't all.
He's a nice guy, Rudolph.
Isn't he, though?
I want to say, after you left that doctor's office, I impersonated Rudolph Marx. I didn't know.
But that isn't all,
Groucho. Wednesday. It was a day off, and they don't come in on Wednesday. You know, doctors don't work on Wednesday at all. Wednesday, Friday afternoon, Saturday, and Sunday. If you want to die, you got to do it Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. You know, speaking of hospitals, it reminds me of the story about Mark Connelly. He wrote, he's a famous playwright. He wrote Green Pastures and many other plays. Anyway, he had gone to Cedars of Lebanon to visit a friend there who had had a tonsillectomy. And he got in the elevator there at Cedars. And the elevator operator says, "What floor?" And he said, "Men's tonsils, please." That's a true story, huh? Are you still at that same hospital regular?
No, I'm not. I've quit the nursing profession.
They always do that after they get me. Mike, who do you work for?
Sticking Plumbing.
Is it a big outfit?
One of the largest in town, Groucho. We have about 40 plumbers on tap.
40 plumbers on tap. Hey, that's pretty good, isn't it? Do you know any roofing jokes?
No, I don't.
Is that one of the little jokes you plumbers use in the trade?
Well, you might call it that.
Mm-hmm. And for this you charge $5.50 an hour?
Not for the jokes.
Have you ever had any unusual experiences as a plumber, like fixing a leaky faucet in less than 8 hours?
Yes. I was fixing garbage disposal one time when I had to take the garbage disposal out of the sink to repair it. And in order,
is that why they call it the Sinking Brothers?
No. And in order to remount it, I had to lay on my back under the sink and put the spud through the hole in the sink, which is just actually like a big donut. So I'm laying there tightening the screws up, looking right up through the sink, and this housewife comes walking over me and turns the water on.
Right in my face. And she says, "I didn't think it would run on you."
Well, you think it's going to run up?
Well, at least you got a bath out of it, didn't you? You're lucky she didn't drop any garbage down there. Well, it's been very interesting talking to you two. I haven't learned anything, but it's been interesting. And the next time you come to my house, charge me $4 an hour with it. Well, now you're gonna work in the quiz. Now, let's see how you make out. We'll see how smart you really are. All you got to do is win your $20 in the more than our other couples, and you'll get a chance at the big money later.
In the race for the $1,500, the first couple won $320, and the secret word is name.
Let's see how high I can bid you $20. You selected instruments in common use as your category. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Most of us have seen or heard of these instruments. Now, these are not plumber's tools, you know.
No.
Now, let's see if you can identify them. You have $20. How much are you going to bet?
I think we should bet
Talk real loud now.
$19.93.
Okay.
No, we didn't hear a word.
$19.98. Sounds like Macy's basement.
Yes, it does. Have you ever thought of quitting plumbing and going into show business?
No, sir.
Everybody's in show business now. You can get yourself a panel show in no time. What is the instrument used by doctors to determine the heartbeat?
The stethoscope.
That's right. That's a stethoscope.
You have $39.98 now.
What does that remind you of?
Jim, can't think of anything. I'm concentrating, right?
What is the... How much are you betting?
All of the 2 cents are the 39.86.
96.
What is the surveying instrument called that is used to measure angles? It is mounted on a tripod. What is the surveying instrument called that is used to measure angles? It is mounted on a tripod.
Datum.
One answer. Is that what you decided on?
Yes, sir.
You were...
I know it, too, but I can't think of it.
Transit.
Transit.
Oh, that's a shame.
Just used it the other day.
You now have 2 cents.
Wow. How much are the 2 cents you going to bet?
Go for broke.
Go for broke. What is the instrument used for marking exact time in music? It's metronome.
A metronome.
Well, now
you have nothing.
No,
all gone.
Nothing. All gone.
Now I give you one more question. You get this right and you split $25. A popular figure of early American history was Martha Washington. What was her husband's name?
George Washington.
Absolutely right, George Washington.
Thank you.
And good luck in the DeSoto Plymouth deal.
And now, Groucho, our next contestant is N.C. Byer, a waiter.
Mr. N.C. Byer, a waiter, eh? What's the N.C. stand for?
It stands for New Car, Groucho.
Your name is New Car Byer? Well, you've seen you come to the right show. Where are you a waiter?
Oh, I can wait anywhere, Groucho. I thought I'd wait right here in the studio.
It's not too personal. What are you waiting for?
For November 5th, Groucho. All of us new car buyers are waiting for November 5th, because that's the day the wonderful new DeSoto goes on display for the very first time.
Yes, I know.
They say that this outstanding new DeSoto is the most wonderful car ever built, with so many new engineering features that you'll have to drive it to believe it. And with an outstanding new beauty and style that will put it years ahead of all the others.
Yes, I know.
So that's what I'm waiting for, November 5th, the day this magnificent new DeSoto for 1954 makes its very first appearance.
You see, folks, you got to be careful. You never know when we're going to bring in a commercial to remind you that November 5th is the big day. Your first chance to see the stunning DeSoto for 1954. Okay, George, who's next?
Well, Groucho, we have a young married couple for you now, Mr. and Mrs. Edward Shetland. So, folks, would you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome, youngsters, for the DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Say the secret word, and you'll take home an extra $100. It's the common word. Something you always have with you. Mr. What are you calling him? Fenneman, what are you calling him Mr. for? This man's a general. Are you a general?
No, Groucho. I'm a master sergeant in the Air Force.
Oh. How old are you, Sergeant? 33. 33, huh? Well, you're a fine-looking lad. Now, Mrs. Shefflin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to call you Mrs. Shefflin. That's, too dignified for me.
What, can you call me Margaret?
Well, I could try. Margaret, I notice you're holding pretty tight to your husband there. Do you feel all right?
Oh, I'm feeling fine, thank you. Oh. But I sometimes hold on to him this way when we're walking around because my left leg is paralyzed. I had polio in 1942.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to hear that. Would you like to sit down?
Oh, no, I'd really rather stand.
You would?
Yeah. I sit down watching one thing another all day.
No. Mm-hmm. I'd rather sit down myself. I didn't know how to work like that. Well, are you sure you won't be too tired, huh?
No, I'll be fine.
All right. Does your polio seem to be getting better as time goes by?
Well, it's a gradual process. Yeah. But it's been getting better, and strangely enough, having a baby seems to help.
How old is your baby?
Well, we have four little girls, but the youngest one is 5 weeks.
You say these four children helped your health, eh?
Well, it seems to have, anyway.
That's odd. I've been a father 3 times, and look at me, eh? Next time, I think I'll try being a mother.
That would be fine.
Who takes care of the four kids, Margaret? Do you have help?
No, I take care of them in the house. Oh, I don't feel I have a real handicap, because I can play ping pong and swim and do lots of things.
Well, you certainly have a lot of courage, Margaret.
Right.
Next time I get a little ache or pain, I don't think I'll complain quite so much.
Maybe the little ones are bad, too.
I had a headache the other day, and I sent for an ambulance. Let's find out some more about you two. For example, what was there about Margaret that prompted you to pop the question?
Well, I thought she was very nice-looking, and she was a good conversationalist, and pleasant, courteous, and above all, she was very smart.
You mean by trapping you, she was smart?
Well, she can read a book in, say, less than an hour, and she can tell you everything that she's read.
Well, can she cook?
She can do anything.
You're pretty proud of her, aren't you? Huh?
Well, that I am.
And I certainly don't blame you, Sergeant. You think she'll win a lot of money for you here tonight?
Just as good as money in a bank.
What makes you think she's going to walk away with the loot here tonight?
Well, she used to be a quiz kid for about 3 years.
A quiz kid? Jumping butterballs were wiped out. Is this true, Margaret? Are you really a former quiz kid?
Yeah, I was a quiz kid from...
Kelly?
Joe Kelly. Mm-hmm.
Joe Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And he's still on.
Is that so?
I've gotten too old. See, when you're 16, they figure you're not a kid anymore.
Yeah.
So I was on from 42 to 44.
Well, Ed, doesn't it sometimes annoy you that your wife knows all the answers?
Well, Groucho, it sometimes scares me.
Now, don't worry about her knowing the answers, old boy. The time to get scared is when she starts asking the questions. Well, obviously, you're a happily married couple, and I'm sure everyone is anxious to see you slaughter me in the quiz. So let's see what you can do. You have to run your $20 no more than our other couples, and you'll get a chance at the big money.
In the race for the $1,500, Mr. and Mrs. Fedorowicz are leading with $320.
You selected what's the number? This is a test of your powers of observation. Let's see if you can correctly identify the amount or number. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
20.
All of it?
All of it.
All of it.
How many strings on a standard violin?
4.
4 is right.
You now have $40.
You have $40. Now, how much are you going to bet on this one?
50 works.
On a standard telephone dial, how many holes are there?
10.
10 is correct.
You now have $80.
She's the quiz kid, but I know she's slipping you the hard ones there. Huh? Here's the third question. How much of the 80 are you going to bet?
80.
We'll bet the 80.
How many rows of keys are there on a standard typewriter?
4.
4 is right.
You now have $160.
Here's your last chance to beat the other couples. You have $160. How much are you going to risk?
All of it.
How many cigarettes are there in a standard pack?
20.
20 is right, huh?
And you wind up with $320.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Thank you.
And that means that the first couple, Mr. and Mrs. Federovitz and Sergeant Shevlin and his wife, both with $320, have tied for the chance at the big $1,500 question. Groucho, do you realize it will be here November 5th?
I didn't even know it had been away. What are you talking about?
Well, the day is Thursday, November 5th.
Certainly, and that's the day the magnificent 1954 DeSoto goes on display for the very first time.
That's right. Thursday, November 5th is D-Day. D for the stunning new DeSoto for 1954.
I knew it all the time.
Well, then why did you ask me what I was talking about?
Well, for some reason I thought you were thinking about a gorgeous blonde.
Well, why should I be thinking about a gorgeous blonde when I can remind the folks that November 5th is their first chance to see the dramatic new DeSoto for 1954?
Gentlemen, I shall treat that question with the contempt it so richly deserves. Folks, go to your nearest DeSoto Plymouth dealers on November 5th and see the wonderful new DeSoto for 1954. And if you run across that blonde, tell her Groucho sent you.
Well, Groucho, here are the two couples tied for the chance at the big question. Mr. and Mrs. John Peter Federovitch, Mr. and Mrs. Edward Shefflin. Each couple will decide on a single answer and write it down on a little piece of paper we've given them. If both couples get it right, they'll split the money between them. We all set? 15 seconds.
Yes, okay. One of the colorful figures of the gay 90s was a former newsboy who on July 23rd, 1886... allegedly jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge and survived. For $1,500, what was his name? Nothing? You wouldn't even write anything?
I didn't remember.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Fedorovich, huh? The gentleman over here is right, is Steve Brody.
Oh. And you can...
Well, I'm sorry you didn't all win, but that's the way it goes. How much did they win in the quiz, George?
Well, they all won $320 in the quiz, and...
you won $1,820. Congratulations. From the north of 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast, you bet your life.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at the same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $1,000. And don't forget Groucho's television show, also brought to you by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. Remember that the dealers who sell the remarkable new Plymouth, engineered and built to be your best buy in the low-priced field, will have the magnificent new 1954 DeSoto on display November 5th. DeSoto, Plymouth. Two great new cars. Both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember... just be sure to see the distinguished new DeSoto.
Friends, tonight your DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast salute the National Safety Congress, which is celebrating its 41st anniversary. DeSoto is proud of the part it has played in making America highway safety conscious. Remember, the life you save may be your own. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off with more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast. You Bet Your Life is heard by our armed forces throughout the world.